I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was a couple weeks ago, I asked you guys if the Super Bowl would land on a streamer in a few years. And you guys pretty much said, yeah, I think that's where we're going. And it's an interesting conversation now because we are about 4 years away from the NFL's media rights opt-out. And the new set of deals could take place in 2030. A lot can happen between now and then. What are your thoughts on everything that's happening? I mean, the other day, I will say, when the Braves were on the Roku channel, it took me forever to find.
Yeah.
And how we had to set up like a different TV to be able to watch it. It's a little bit crazy how things are getting.
Yeah. And this is interesting, too, this conversation, because NASCAR has been going through this. And obviously, Bo and I, massive NASCAR fans, have been, you know, you go to Amazon Prime, gets five races. Now they're on TNT for five races, and they'll eventually go back to NBC. You know, Fox has some of the races. So you know how NASCAR fans are. It's like streaming. What are we doing streaming? I'm used to getting mine on antenna.
Right.
This is how you lose fans.
Yeah, this is how you lose fans
something.
If I can't find it. It's like, all right, well, bye.
Oh, watch on the internet.
I'm sure that you will find it somewhere. Even if it's on the Flow Racing app, you will find it somewhere, okay? I think it's, look, I don't love renegotiation of contracts before it's due. But there's a couple things at play here. And I know that there's a certain article we are talking about, but there's a couple of different things at play from my understanding. Number one, there is a sale happening involving CBS, right? And I know that the NFL has always built in, when there's a change in leadership at these networks, you're able to go back to the negotiating table with these networks. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously going to be something that's going, you know, you're going to keep your eyeballs on. Also, the NBA's $76 billion programming rights, you know, deal, that's actually more than the NFL is getting, you know, from certain networks. So when you look at it from that perspective and you realize that the NFL is king, it is king when it comes to live programming in this country. Yeah, I think they'd be smart to go back to the table. Now, who the partners are, Poe, and you know, what the streaming options look like with that, I think that's another conversation.
Yeah, this is where, now this article that what we're talking about at Ali, reference, it was the guys on awfulannouncing.com, which, I mean, they're all right sometimes. They wrote this article. They're trying to predict it. And they think Thursday Night Football stays the same. Amazon Prime, right? Okay.
Makes sense.
Cool. Real quick, before I go any further. The thing, though, about the NASCAR, the package of that is it doesn't deviate once it goes somewhere. Like, it goes somewhere for a set number. Like, it was at Fox for, like, what, 12 races or something, 10 races. And then it was at Prime for, like, 5 races. And then it's going to be on TNT or Turner TNT for 5 races or whatever. And then it'll finish the season. So once it goes, it stays for a set number, and then it moves on. It doesn't go,
yeah,
1 week it's on Amazon and 1 week it's on Fox, right? It just stays there.
I was going to say, you could make the argument that the broadcasting partner being Fox, that sometimes it's on FS1, sometimes it's on Fox Network. That's even worse.
That part, I agree. Well, that's what bothers me about this prediction, and I'm going to get to it because I know the this prediction says is with predicting that by the time we get to this, there'll be an 18-game schedule, which I am not a fan of.
Better do away with the preseason.
Well, what they'll do is they'll cut it to 2.
Yeah, I think they'll do away with it.
No,
that would be on the negotiating table for me.
Well, yes, that's what the players will come with, but they'll never get rid of it. I also don't agree with getting rid of the preseason completely because I think you hurt guys who are trying to make it, who make rosters, and I think that hurts them getting just unscripted, and so to speak, one-on-one footage out there and reps against guys that they don't see every day. I think that's important. So they think that every team will play one international game, so a full slate, right? They're going to put that on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Which, so that means I don't get to watch my team play unless I have YouTube. That's another subscription I got to get. I think that's a little bit, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that would be, have to find a way around that. And I do think that NFL rules mean it would have to be somewhere local for you to find it. I just don't know because it's streaming. And I don't know how the Prime stuff works.
Yeah, and who knows what that's going to look like in 5 years if that's the case.
Yeah. So then they have you going to, then they have the Sunday games being an A package and a B package. And rotating windows when A and B are played. So the A package would be, they have it as Netflix and Amazon. And 1 week, they would get a 1 o'clock game on those two subscribers. And then the next week, it would be a B, which would be the 4 o'clock, which makes zero sense. Because now you're flip-flopping when games are on when, right?
Yeah.
Right now, you know on Sunday, the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock windows are either CBS or Fox. They then have CBS and Fox getting the B package, which means they'd get the second-tier games. And that would rotate time frames. And then they have Monday night, Sunday Night Football still being on NBC and Peacock. And then the Monday night game still being on ESPN, ABC. This is brutal. You've got like six different places NFL games could be. And it essentially, and the window that you've always known where it is the easiest is now the hardest to find, which is the Sunday games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's too confusing, and I don't think the league think. I think the league would be like, this is too confusing for the average person to watch. We can't have rotating windows on Sunday,
right? And I want to. This is awful announcing's predictions, right? I want to make sure we hammer that home. This is not anybody from the NFL saying what they would pursue. This is the people from Awful Announcings that are making predictions. So,
and they're based on money, right?
Can maximize money and how you can make sure you get the most out of this next contract.
Well, and to the point of it being confusing, it's also going to be extremely costly.
Oh, dude.
Like YouTube TV is $73 a month. So
I have YouTube Premium, mm-hmm. which is just the premium version of YouTube without the ads, and that's, I don't know, $14 a month.
Right, right. But if you start to add all these up, we're getting higher than the cost of cable. Like, when is that swing going to happen where we go back to cable?
That is long past me up. And honestly, I think I'm in the minority because I don't have a problem with a lot of this because, truth be told, I already have, like, all these streamers. I think I have, like, 8 of them. Like, I told my wife, I was like, we're going to have to cut this out. And she's like, well, use this for that. And I'm like, no. Like, we can't have YouTube Premium and Spotify and Fubo and Prime and Netflix and
Fubo,
like,
and YouTube TV. That's dude, double down.
No, I don't have YouTube TV.
Okay, Premium.
Premium, which is different. It's different. It just takes the commercials off the YouTube video.
The other thing is, is it YouTube now that has a Sunday Ticket?
Yes. It is YouTube TV, yes.
So how does Sunday Ticket work? Now, with this, because right now a local, like, you have certain games are blacked out in your area, if they're on this, or certain games, they have certain areas you can buy certain, you can watch certain games, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they're all everywhere, the regional part of this goes away. So did they just do away with Sunday Ticket, which has been a big moneymaker for the league? Like, this prediction to me is just off. I don't think they'll ever – I think the league wants to capitalize off streaming, but I don't think the league will do it to an extent that is so confusing that people either can't find games or they have to do away with something like Sunday Ticket.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know?
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I was the NFL and were to even approach this, here's what I would say. And I think Amazon already does this. Whenever they turn the app on, you better have the link right there in the mm-hmm. dead center. Don't make my customers look through a menu to find this game. And you know on Thursdays when you turn on the Amazon Prime app, that game is right there. You have to click one more button to watch it.
I'll do you one better. When you turn, if you are watching your streaming through a Fire Stick.
Yeah, or Roku. Yep.
Well, I don't know about the Roku.
The Roku's the same way. I know what you're going to say.
But on the Fire Stick, it pops up. Like when you turn your, like I turn my TV on, I have the Fire Cube or whatever. The first thing that pops up is Thursday Night Game Now playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Amazon, watch it now. And like I can just hit the button. Like it's, you know how they do the previews at the top?
Yeah.
Before you even go down to the app, boom, it pops up right there. You just click on it. I just think that this prediction is so far, it's not so far off, but is off base a little bit because this makes everything so confusing.
I would advise the NFL to use the KISS method. Keep it simple. And coming up, Braves are looking to end their 4-game losing streak tonight. We're going to cover that. We've also got a Life of Squid earlier than usual today because Bo is taking over for Top 5 Tuesday.
Yes, it will be my Top 5 MTV reality shows.
Mm.
And we'll talk about what qualifies as a reality show, maybe what doesn't as well, so I don't get any of you in my DMs hating on the list on Sports Radio 929 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.